your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron here on the Para-X Radio Network. Now, needless to say, I'm a little bit creeped out tonight, as you might well imagine, because I have a very unusual guest. And in preparation for his visit, I've spent the better part of the day saging the house, hanging out a few mirrors to dispel the negativity. I'm burning a white candle, and I've called upon the powers that be for protection, which is the right thing to do. Now, if this were a normal guest, I'd introduce him by name and tell you a little bit about him. But it's really not a good idea to say his name out loud. And to be honest, I don't even want to type it out. And so, therefore, I couldn't find a perfect bio for him either. And that's probably for the best, because considering the nature of the beast, and I know I mean that in a literal sense, we're probably better not knowing. Now, I don't know if any, I don't know about any of you, but I thought I heard a bit of impatient growling in the background. Maybe it's just my ears. So perhaps it might be a good idea to open up this Pandora's box and let the brimstone fall where it may. All right, demon, please come through. And I really am curious about your name. I don't know what to call you, but thank you for joining us tonight.
The fact that I'm here has nothing to do with any of your puny flattery. Somehow I feel that you should be extraordinarily honored that I'm here. As to my name, it's Tinkerbell. Or I could be Betty Boop, or anything that you want to call me, but you better not get it right.
Well, no, I don't think I want to get it right. But if you don't mind, I'm going to invite our listeners to call in if they have any questions or comments for you, because it's really a rare opportunity to get to actually speak directly to a demon. So for all of you brave enough to call in, the number is 888-99-PAIR-X. But in the meantime, Demon, I do have a few questions for you as well, if that's all right.
If you want to be educated, that's fine. The answers you can't comprehend anyway, so if you want to waste your time, you're certainly not wasting mine. I've got plenty.
Okay, well, let me start out by saying that when I posted a banner for your appearance tonight stating that you received a day pass from Hades to allow you to be on the show, there was a comment from someone who said that they thought demons could come and go as they pleased. I explained that you're under house arrest because you have hell to pay. What did you do to warrant this kind of punishment? And is it true that most of your ilk have free rein to come and go as they please?
Yes, it is. And that little thing that you said about me getting a free pass, I lied. But we do have structure here, and there are times that I get myself in a little trouble. So I thought it was worth it to watch you puny humans squirm. So I thought it's worth 10 or 15 years of hell arrest just to be on your show to watch those puny humans that are listening out there and let them worry about what might come from listening to this, because chances are before the night is out, I'm going to be in one of their homes for them listening tonight. So I hope they enjoy this little time together with me.
Well, that kind of, if you are going to pay someone a visit, that would kind of prove the point that you do have free rein to come and go. But see, I was thinking that maybe one of the reasons that you're under house arrest, and I'm not pointing a finger or anything, but the country's been suffering some really bad weather the last week or so. I mean, it's been miserably hot. Thunder, lightning, baseball-sized hail, high winds. I mean, it's like all hell broke loose. Do you have some sort of explanation for that?
Yes, I do. It's normal weather where I'm from. We get lightning and heat. You think you have it bad here. So whatever you folks are dealing with right now, consider yourselves lucky, because I have to deal with that every single day of my eternal life. As far as me causing it, you probably want to blame it on something other than spraying hairspray or using whipped cream and the aerosol coming out and causing all this stuff. Global warming. Yeah, right. Global warming coming out of a can. How hilarious that is. So this is something that we deal with every single day, every single year, every single century. So if you want to make yourselves feel better that I caused this, help yourself.
Well, you know, how do you deal with the heat? I mean, it must be miserable.
What is that?
I just wondered how you personally deal with all that heat.
To us, we're used to it. It's no big deal. Watching the souls of the damned dance around on coals is hilarious to us. We walk in it and it doesn't bother. We're used to it now. So it's no biggie at all. But seeing the souls of humans come into where I am, it's a lot of fun to watch. So we would probably find it almost unbearable to be where you humans are, because you're so soft and you're so fragile that you can barely stand the Garden of Eden that you're in right now, which I hate to even say that. Garden of Eden.
I take it you're not too keen on the human race in general then, with that kind of attitude?
I'm not. It's because of them that I am what I am. I blame humans for putting me where I am. So given that, humans are not my favorites at all. As a matter of fact, watching them go about their daily lives sickens me, and I've seen sickening things, but they actually make me ill.
Now, that's an interesting point that you brought up about we put you there and made you what you are. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but weren't you born a demon? I mean, haven't you always been one, and isn't that the domain that demons live in?
No, I was not always this way. If you remember, we were in a lot better condition than we are now. Sorry, I coughed up a human hairball. But we weren't always this way. We bet on the wrong horse, so to speak. My boss, all right, he's gone. He's busy doing something. I didn't want to say this where he could hear it. But he got the bright idea way back eons ago that he could do it better. And so he convinced a lot of us, and we thought this would be cool. No pun intended. But we went along with him. And you know the rest. We got in trouble and we got cast out because of the stupid humans. Because everybody got jealous of the humans. The humans were getting this and the humans were getting that. We would step over the line a little bit and we would get crushed. Humans could go out and do stupid stuff, and all they got was a slap on their little fragile wrists. So we thought he would be the best one to follow, and we made a grave error in our decision making. So given that, we were not born this way, but we are what we are, so that's not a problem now.
All right, that's good. Now, I've got a couple of questions from the chat room. Henry would like to know, how many others are there with you?
Who is this Henry thing?
Well, Henry is the host here on Para X. He's the host of the Paranormal View.
So what, first of all? But I will, since I agreed to be here, and your name is really resonating in Hale, by the way. We talk about you all the time. Yeah, really, we do. However, how many of us are there? A whole hell of a lot less than most people think. Zach Bagans has us numbered about 10 to 1 more than what we actually exist. There are literally millions of us, but we are not what most people think in terms of being around the area in groups. We like to tend to work alone. We like to go get our marching orders and then just go out and do our thing. So we're not all that interested in gathering up and ganging up on anybody.
Okay. Well, Henry actually had one more question, and it's regarding what you said a little while ago about you probably going to visit someone later this evening. So Henry would like to know how you select the one that you're going to visit.
Well, what we typically do is that we get directions from Hale. We have generals and majors down here, kind of like the army is where you live. However, they come along with a great name or somebody who is really just asking for it. And so they say, hey, would you go down and visit this person? And, of course, we love that. It's fun to watch the humans just cringe and get into a fetal position and suck their thumbs and writhe in the floor and tremble all over. So we're glad to do that. But we typically look to see who is the person who is the most fearful of us, who is the most disturbed at the moment, and we just make it a lot worse for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got another couple of questions from the chat room, actually. Kathy would like to know if I could ask you, what's up with possession? Why do you do that?
Because it's fun, Kathy. And by the way, Kathy, let me give you a great compliment. That was probably the stupidest question I've been asked all week long. But possession is that we go into the person and we make them act a lot like us. And their bodies can't handle the massive and strength and virility of the demon. So it really causes the little puny human all sorts of problems. So we go into them and we just take them over for a while. And it's fun to watch them and how they act. And it's fun to watch their neighbors become fearful of them. And it's wonderful to see them just go away. Their bodily functions are just released, and it's just a lot of great fun. We sit around the hellish campfires and tell stories all the time about how the puny humans just couldn't quite tolerate the fact that we had visited them.
Okay, now I have another couple of questions. These are from Karen. And she would like to know what you do for fun, or do you even know how to have fun? And she said to remember that she ain't little, nor is she puny.
She thinks lots of herself. Good for you. You keep that thought in mind. And when a demon comes by and visits you, I want you to remember just how strong and how virile you really are. Yes. I can't wait for that moment. We have fun all the time. We enjoy messing with the human race. That's a lot of great fun. But we also do other great things, too. We like to play in fire. We're the original pyromaniacs, by the way. And when we see these fireworks flying through the air, we just laugh because where we are, what you shoot up into the air is what we have at our fingertips. So we have fun playing in the fire. We sit around and make up stupid human names and call ourselves something like Gus that's a good one. I want to use that the next campfire. We just spend most of our time having a great old time just telling great stories about how stupid humankind is and how stupid they are when it's considered what the eternity is all about, what the future holds for them. If I hear about the Mayan calendar one more time, I'm going to have the most hellish puke that I can think of.
Yeah, that is bandied around quite a bit lately. Are you familiar with our pop culture to any extent? Because I have a question that kind of relates to that from the chat room.
Yes, indeed. We listen to rap here, too.
All right. Well, then you should be able to answer this question easily. Ceiling Cat wants to know, boxers or briefs?
Asbestos.
Okay. Now, Henry, whose name you like very much, wants to know if there are different levels of hell or wherever the hell you're from.
Yes, there are different levels. We have read some of your literature as long as we can keep it out of the fire and it doesn't burn in our fingers. So we have to do, we have Evelyn Wood here, and so she's taught us how to do speed reading. But, we have read some of your literature talking about the depths of hell, and they got it sort of right, to be honest with you.
Okay. How old are you, anyway?
That's a great question. We don't have calendars here like you do. We don't measure time like you do. So if we were to say something about the fact that we are 200 years old, that's meaningless to us, because to us, 100 years can fly by, and it seems like it's just been a few seconds, so it's no biggie here. So we don't measure time as far as how old we are, because we don't grow older, we don't get younger, we are what we are. It's you humans that do that. You humans are concerned about the calendar and years, and I get to live to be 70, I get to live to be 80. Oh wow, here's somebody who lived to be 100 years old. I've got bread in my cave older than the oldest human that you can think of.
Well, I asked you about age, but let me ask you about birth, because, I mean, have you ever seen the movie Rosemary's Baby, where a human woman gets impregnated by the devil and gives birth to a demon child? I mean, I'm guessing that's a rare occurrence. How are demons normally created?
Well, we were made. We weren't born. We were made. So we were created. As to the Rosemary's Baby thing, yes, we have sat in theaters behind some of your church folks who watched it and then went to their churches and said, I would never watch a movie like that. Yeah, right. But we were not born. We were made, created. And so we were recreated when we bet on the wrong horse because of you stupid, idiotic human people. So we are actually something entirely different than you folks. So don't ever try to compare us to the stuff that you go through, because it's not a good comparison. We were never born. We were not created in terms of how you think. However, we have messed a little bit with your fairer sex on Earth. It's quite fun, actually, because then when we get to do that, you make up all sorts of these terrific stories about how this little baby got there. Oh, I didn't mess with my boyfriend. I didn't go cheating on my husband. It was a demon that did it. We provide all sorts of convenient excuses for somebody getting caught in the act.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it sounds like you're good at creating lots of excuses, but let me ask you this, and it's a very important question because some people just need to know a little bit more about you. There are lots of very special people listening in tonight. Some are psychics, some are paranormal investigators, witches, mediums, empaths. Do you yourself have any special gifts or powers?
Yes, I do. And as for your psychics and your mediums and your paranormal investigators, I can talk all century long about some of that. But I have very special abilities. I can cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't ever try to do. It's fun to do that because you are fighting so hard to not do something that you want to do. Because you think it's sinful. All I have to do is whisper in your ear and you jump through the hoop. So we got that special ability that you gave to us. Other kinds of stuff. I can make a spoon bend. I can make it melt in my hand. I can turn it into anything I want to just from the pure heat from it. I can light your cigarette from 100 yards. I can do all sorts of great things that you could never dream of. We can read your thoughts in certain ways. We can't do it exactly, but we watch you. And when we watch you, we understand what makes you do what you do. And we just give you the opportunity to do it.
Not so happy that you can read thoughts because... Never mind. So, all right, a more lighthearted question. Do you take the phrase "go to hell" as a compliment?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, because this is our home. We didn't choose it, but we got moved there. We were evicted, so we made it the best we possibly could. I've got a perfect place in my cave. Called the Demon Cave. I've got all sorts of neat stuff in it. I like being here. I don't have much choice of being anywhere else except when I'm put on assignment. But it is a compliment for someone to tell somebody to go to hell. Because if they really mean it, and they don't use it just as an expression, then that means that there's hatred flowing through them, and we love hatred. We love to see humans hate each other so much that they wish that that person would go to hell. And here's the fun part about it, is that the person who tells somebody to go to hell because they mean for that to happen are going to get a chance to meet back up with them down there too. Isn't that wonderful irony? Do you know that they are going to be in the very place that they wish somebody else to be? So keep up the good work, folks. Wish as many people to go to hell as you possibly can.
Henry would like to know who is on your list to visit next. And he's also asking, though, do we sometimes unwittingly invite you in? And in what way? How?
Yes, first of all, Henry, you keep asking questions. You must be the most ignorant human there is to ask so many questions. But I will go ahead and give you the answer because you can't contemplate it or you can't comprehend it anyway. So I'll mention it to you. I'm going to go visit whoever I want. The thing is that if you don't want me there, you can ignore me and I will go away. Most people don't ignore me because I won't let them ignore me, or they will invite me in. They start messing with things they don't know anything about. I keep hearing this thing about Ouija boards. Ouija boards. It sounds like a squeegee to me that wipes the moisture off of a window pane. It's no biggie. It's a piece of board. It is a board game. It was two humans who got together and built the stupid up by getting over a piece of cardboard and running some kind of an idiotic kind of instrument over it is somehow going to drag us out of hell into their living rooms is stupid. However, if they have that kind of thought in their heart that they want to talk to me or they want to meet me or have me come to their house, I will certainly come because you have opened the door. I'm going to walk in, and when I get finished, you are going to be somebody's story in some kind of stupid book that some stupid human named Guiley writes. So I don't mind. You just let your guard down enough, and you'll see me before very, very long.
So you do believe that Ouija boards are a portal for demons to come in and wreak havoc then?
No, I do not believe that. I don't believe that at all. They can't. They are pieces of board, is all they are. But people put their thoughts into it. They put their intent into them. And when they do, they open up the portal for us to come through. So it's really not the board. It's not the game. It's
right.
You wanting us to come see you. And when you do that, and you want that to happen bad enough, you could be putting marshmallows on sticks and hanging them over a fire and calling for us, and we'll come. Save your money, stupid humans. You don't have to get the Ouija board. Just ask, and we will be there.
We have another question that probably is the age-old question. This comes from Cece, and she wants to know how long a snowball actually does last in hell.
We don't know because it never gets here. There's no way that a snowball can make it in hell. It can't even get to the portal of hell. It can't even get on the sidewalk leading to the door of hell. It can't be in the same country where hell is located. So that's a stupid question for this whatever person that you just said ask of us, because it can't happen. We see stuff melt here that your hottest torches couldn't do. And that's how hot it is on the cool side of hell.
Wow, that's a little unnerving. Now, I've got a question from Kathy, and it's an interesting one. You may not like the answer, but whatever that you're going to give. But she wants to know if it's true what it's said in the Bible, that there will be an all-out war at the end of times. And if that is true, why bother when the outcome is written in the Bible and Satan loses? What will become of demons then?
Evidently, this Kathy human has never heard of a long shot before. If that were the case, the Kentucky Derby would have one horse running in it. If that were the case, there would be one swimmer at the Olympics. If that were the case, you wouldn't be playing the lottery now, would you, Kathy? You have no idea what you're talking about. We are building an army now, and just because somebody wrote it in a book somewhere and predicted an outcome, so to speak, means nothing to us. And by the way, if we did know the outcome, what else in the hell are we going to do? Why do we worry about it? Because we're going to be fighting it anyway, so why not cause as much trouble as we possibly can? What would you want us to do, wave a white flag and say we surrender? Of course not. And the other thing, too, is that if you want to go by the book that you're talking about, which we don't even like to mention the name of anywhere down here in hell, but just to give you a thought about this, that for all the humans who join up with us and we get their souls, that's more than we can play with and torment throughout all of eternity. So we're going to keep this up to get as many people as possible to think that somehow we might just pull it off, and who knows, we might. You're going by a book that has written the outcome. That's the same thing we talked about it before with the Mayan calendar, that 2012 is going to be the end of the world. Good luck with that. We pay no attention to those kind of things. We just go ahead and get ourselves ready for whatever comes.
Okay. Now, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets that you might get in trouble for, but we have a lot of paranormal investigators in our listening audience, and every so often they'll come across an entity that they believe to be demonic. What's your best advice for those who think that they've encountered a demonic presence?
I don't like giving humans any kind of advice because they don't pay attention to it, number one. And number two, they're so stupid they can't comprehend it anyway. But I'll give you some advice for you ghost hunters out there. Oh, I'm a paranormal investigator. Ooh, so what? You are a ghost hunter. And then for those who said, I saw a demon, I've seen several demons. I've got demons in my yard. I've got demons behind every bush. I've got demons in my trees. I've got demons in a box. I've got demons in a casket. I've got demons in my apple pie. I've got news for you stupid humans. We are not anywhere near as visible to you as you think that we are. You claim that we are in every single orb that you see. You claim that we're in every misflashed camera picture that you take. You see us in your cigarette smoke at night. You see us in pictures where somebody let the paint run. You see us in your mirrors, in your windows. You see us when you breathe from your mouth onto a window and you see a shadow and you say, oh, there's a picture of a demon. How stupid you are. We're nowhere near as much around as you think we are. We come around rarely. We are very rare creatures. We are not just like ants crawling everywhere. We come along every now and then. And this is something that I want every one of your so-called paranormal investigators to understand. In our economy here, you don't matter any more than any other human. So just because you play in old haunted buildings and carry devices around and you record stuff on that and you call it EVP, EV is short for evil to us. We don't care what you do. We're not just going to follow after you because you decide to go into an old rundown building and start turning an audio recorder on and flashing little lasers everywhere. That means nothing to us.
Okay. All right, now I've got a question. What's all this nonsense about selling one's soul to the devil?
Actually, you can't do that. You have to have value in something before you can sell it. We wouldn't give you one penny for your soul. You're going to give it to us anyway, so why should we pay for it? Some of you ladies know what people say about you is that if you get the milk for free, why buy the cow? If we're going to get your soul anyway, what difference does it make? And by the way, we don't care for your monetary system. You ask for stuff and you say that I'm going to get this if I give that to the devil. The devil doesn't care. He's going to get you anyway. The very fact that you considered it has already sold the deal. So it is nonsense to think that we value your puny souls any more than just the thinnest dime that you can imagine. We don't care. We will see you before it's over. You needn't worry about selling your soul. You need to worry more about buying it back.
Good point. We have a demonologist in the chat room. He goes by the name of Creeper. And he said he will cast you into the third ring of fire, demon.
Good for him. Let's see him try. I'll stand here and wait for him to do it. Go ahead. First of all, tell me where the third ring of fire is. or does it exist? But you go ahead and you give it your best shot. Try to throw me wherever you want to. That's perfectly all right. And by the way, you can cast me where you want, and it's going to be 100,000 million times better than where I exist now. So if you think that that is something I worry about, is about being cast anywhere, then you have another thought coming, silly, stupid human.
All right. right. I have another question from Ceiling Cat. It's a two-parter. She wants to know how accurate was the movie The Exorcist, and did that Zuzu demon get in trouble for messing it up?
Zuzu is one of those down here that we don't mind using his name because he is on the short bus in hell. He is meaningless. He has no power to speak of. But still, even as weak as he is fearful to you folks. So we don't worry about Zuzu. As far as The Exorcist is, yeah, that's fairly true. The fact that these humans get so bent out of shape, it's nothing for us to levitate one of you puny humans out of a bed. The thing about the pea soup flying out of her mouth, that's pretty commonplace. The head twisting all the way around, that won't work. Because you puny humans, as soon as your neck got halfway around, you'd be dead anyway, and we'd have your soul, so big deal. That was Hollywood. But you see the effects. You change. You look differently. You look so ugly and horrible, even beyond how ugly and horrible you look today. So as far as The Exorcist that scared so many of you, that caused so many of you to wet your pants in the movie theaters, just imagine what it's like 1,000 times that, and then you'll know what it's like to get visited by a demon.
All right. Now, you're kind of putting the fear of God in us in some respects, but Terry in the chat room has a question.
Please don't mention that name in my presence again, or I will cut the communication short right now.
Oops, sorry. All right. Terry would like to know if you fear anything.
I fear having to listen to humans prattle on for the rest of eternity. That scares the hell out of me, literally. I don't like humans. The only thing that scares me are humans running their mouths and saying things to where I have to listen to them. Otherwise, what else could I be afraid of? Am I afraid of them? No. Am I afraid of anything else? Fire? Of course not. Am I afraid of snakes and snails and puppy dog tails? No. The only thing I fear is the prattling on of humans over and over. It's like seeing reruns of Waterworld. That scares me more than anything. But I'm also fearful of my master. My master tells me what to do, and he's not here right now, but we're here. And if anybody else is listening out there, they would tell him, we fear him because he is their leader. And so we will follow him. We will do what he says because he can cause things to be much worse for us.
Yes, he can. Okay, well, I hope you'd be gracious enough to help me clear up a misconception. And it is that witches consort with the devil, because you know as well as I do that many of us don't even believe he exists.
Witches get a bum deal. Witches are fun to watch because they get a lot of ridicule. They get a lot of lies told about them. And we sit back and we clap our hands and we just laugh because the stupid humans can't get it right. Where does it say anywhere that witches worship us? We looked in the book and we couldn't find it anywhere. We watch you do your thing and we sit back because you do the exact opposite of what we do. You like to see people succeed. You say that you will do no harm. We do harm all the time. That's what we like doing. So it seems stupid, but only humans can come up with such a stupid attitude, is to think that witches who say harm ye none do the exact opposite of what we do. So stupid humans, keep up the good work, because you show your ignorance every single day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that you've said all that, do demons have a code of ethics?
No, we have no need for them because we can act any way we wish. If you want to talk about freedom, demons demons have freedom. Everybody else has to live by a code of ethics or law. Everybody has rules they have to follow or they get in big time trouble. Imagine this. We can't get in any worse trouble than we're in right now, so who cares? Our book is very short. Our list is extremely small when it comes to the rules we go by. We listen to what our master says, and we cause you humans trouble. That's it. After that, there's nothing else, no more rules that we have to follow. Every now and then for doing this stupid show for you, coming on here so I can talk to these humans who can't comprehend the wisdom that they're hearing right now. I've got myself in some minor trouble here in hell. But given that, we don't have to worry about the things that you humans have to worry about if you go out and do something that you consider stupid. We can do anything we want. So we are free to do what we wish without any responsibility. You have to be responsible in what you do. So you are the ones who are confined and not us.
Mm-hmm. Fred would like to know if you've heard when the end of time will be.
No, we aren't concerned about that. Those are things that, again, you humans are concerned about, again, with time. Again, if it were 100 years from now, most of you puny humans that are listening to my illustrious voice right now will be around for it anyway, but you're going to be concerned about it. I'm not. It could be 1,000 years from now, and I won't care. It's no big deal. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing. You, of course, will be in a different boat. All the things that you care about are going to be gone. All the things that you work so hard to attain are going to be taken from you. So we don't concern ourselves with it. We've not been hurt. We don't even ask when the end of time is because we really don't care. It's going to happen as it's going to happen. And so we're just getting ready for it. So when they give the time and they give the call, we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Well, let's change the subject just a little bit. DWB in chat would like to know what your favorite movie is.
My favorite movie, believe it or not, is Damn Yankees. I enjoyed that. That was fun. I enjoyed watching that movie because of the fact that the Yankees are the hell team, devil's team, whatever you want to call it. I had a lot of fun watching that movie. Some of the newest ones that are out right now, Hellboy was kind of fun because everybody was really in awe of Hellboy. And we could kick his little Hellboy ass all over hell. So it was fun watching him walk around, turning cars over and ripping heads off and stuff. But he would be nothing here. So we don't watch very many movies. We're way, 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 way too much fun having here doing things to humans than to worry about movie theaters. The only time that we go into movie theaters is when we see self-righteous people walk in and watch X-rated movies and R-rated movies that are real nasty and then telling everybody they didn't see it because it was too dirty. We have fun because we kind of mention their names down here and we kind of keep a running total. And somehow we'll get it out to where people know that they got into the movies and watched it.
No code of ethics there. You're blabbermouth. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, just how demonic are you?
I am demonic to the max because that's what I am. You need to clarify that statement. How demonic am I? How witchy are you? How human are you? It's like an animal, a dog or a cat. How much dog are you? I am demonic to the max.
Okay. So what's your take on vampires and zombies?
Vampires and zombies. Vampires are a pale thing. that we enjoy watching people talk about. They don't exist like you see them and like you like to entertain them in your minds. There are no such thing as pointy teeth beings out there sucking blood out of somebody and live forever. They don't do that. Zombies are more our style. That's what you look like in hell when you come here. So you're doing a dress-up rehearsal for hell when you're acting like a zombie. That's what you look like here. You decay. You look horrible compared to what you think you should look like. To us, you look normal when you look like a zombie. So as far as vampires and zombies, we laugh at them because people run from them as if there's some kind of a horrible and rotten thing that is so terrifying and so dangerous, having no idea that we're just a call away from giving them the biggest scare of their puny lives.
Interesting. Got a question from London Knight. She wants to know if you know what rank Raja is. If you're a demon, you would know.
It would depend on what she is talking about. Ranked in what? Ranked to who? As far as I'm concerned, humans are very rank. You tell me what you think the rank is here. Who ranks? I have a master. We have leaders here for organizational purposes. The fact that she uses a name like that is meaningless to me. She doesn't even know my name. How does she not know that I'm this one that she mentioned to begin with? She may be talking to the very one that she's invoking the name of. She may find out very soon who she has invoked. So go ahead and mention the name several times and watch what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, a couple of people have mentioned this about you being afraid of things or not. Now, Henry says he has a bottle of holy water waiting just for you. Does that scare you?
No. Why would holy water scare me? If it should scare anybody, it should scare the person they throw it on who has me inside them. You have not looked at what goes on out there when you put holy water on somebody. Their skin melts and the flame lights up and the steam flies off of them and it burns their eyes and it makes their teeth fall out and their fingernails grow. It should be more of a danger or more of something for a human to worry about than for me. The fact that water is going to scare me away is meaningless. We have no water in hell. If anything, it just gets on us enough to where it just evaporates off when we get back to hell. Again, what are you going to do to us that's worse than what we are now? There's nothing you can do to make it worse. The only thing that you might do that might give you some little tiny amount of hope is the fact that you can end our possession of someone by some of the stuff that you do. Otherwise, we have no fear of that. We're not afraid of leaving you puny human bodies when we possess you. It's just that you might force us to leave sooner than we wanted to.
Well, it's good to know that there is a possible way to get rid of you if need be. Now, I have another question from Kathy. And she wants to know if there really is going to be an Antichrist. And if so, do you know if the Antichrist has been born yet?
Yes, and there have been several of them. We have trained up several humans to do that function, and I shouldn't even be talking about this because you'll go out and you'll tell your newspapers and your magazines about it, and then they'll start writing all these articles again, and people will start writing all these books again, trying to figure out who the Antichrist is. You'll know soon enough when the right one comes along. We have one working all the time. We're not the ones that start this mess, but we have somebody ready just in case. And when it happens, you'll know. So there have been several that have been born all through the centuries. We've had some that have been brought up and trained all through the centuries, waiting for the time when things get going really good and they'll be ready. So you may be next door neighbors to the next one. You just don't know. And maybe you might be the very one who is the parent of the next one. You just don't know now, do you? So we don't worry about things like that. We just have them ready just in case you have these things that we hate called fire extinguishers in your home. There are many of them. You have them around in case you need them when something happens to your puny little stick houses and you have to grab these things off the wall and spray on them. That's what we think of the Antichrist. We have many of them sitting around waiting just in case we need them.
All right. One more quick question from, well, it's actually a statement from Henry. If the holy water doesn't work, he's got one thing that will make you run. He said he will use my wand and vaporize you. What's your response to that?
I wait for that, Henry. You go right ahead, Henry, and do what you want to do, and let's see how it works. You will have a better chance of getting rid of me, not with your holy water and not with your witch's wands, but playing that stupid Disney song, It's a Small World After All, several times. And I promise you, I will leave instantly and go back to hell where there's some sanity.
Good point. I agree with you on Small World, for sure. All right. Now, I know that time has no meaning where you come from, as we discussed earlier, but we are quickly running out of time for this interview. In the last couple of minutes, like in the next 30 seconds, do you have any final comments for our listeners this evening?
Yes, I do. And I want to tell you humans my thoughts. I am sorry that I don't have more time to share my wisdom with you, but I will tell you this. Again, quit looking for demons in cigarette smoke and in mists on your mirrors or all these things. We've got better things to do, to be honest with you. So we're not really concerned about doing all that crap that you find so wonderful to be able to tell everybody you ran into a demon. If you ran into a demon, people would know because you would be suffering viciously for it. So be careful for your own sakes before you start saying, I met a demon, I saw a demon, I conjured a demon, because trust me, if you did, people would know. The world would know. So you get behind your doors, pull the covers up around your neck, begin your trembling, because demons walk around. And one day, if you're not careful and you keep looking hard enough and you keep invoking the name long enough, you will get a chance to see us in all our full glory. So with that, goodbye, Petey Human. I am tired of this.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and there are dozens of other questions, so I hope you will come back at some point if I can conjure you back. Would that be all right? I guess he's gone, guys. We are going to go, and I want to thank you all for listening as usual. Stay tuned next week because Tim will be back with the Black Cat Lounge, hopefully without any demons. And until next time, everybody, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
This has been another edition of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time for another great guest and more fun. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.
You have been listening to the Para-X Radio Network.